The annual Doughboy Award recognizes infantrymen for their outstanding contributions to the Army infantry. It's also the highest honor bestowed by the Chief of Infantry. Retired Command Sergeant Major Jeffrey Mellinger is now an aircraft design liaison at Bell Helicopter and one of three winners of this year's award. He told me more about what winning the Doughboy Award means.
I was dumbfounded. You know, I'm still truly humbled. I know there's a lot of highly deserving people out there that have not received that award. And, you know, when you start looking left and right at your, you know, peers, people you serve with, people you know, people that you know of, anytime you get selected for a recognition, it's pretty special. But this really is way out there, especially when you look at the list of people who have received this award before. So I'm truly humbled. And, you know, as I said in my acceptance, I accepted on behalf of all those infantrymen out there. So it was quite a thrill.
You were drafted back in 1972, I guess shortly before the draft ended, and then had a long Army career, ending up as the Command Sergeant Major. Tell us what that job entails, what it's all about.
Well, yeah, I did get drafted, and I had the good fortune to have some good leaders early on in my career that convinced me that I should stay despite the hard times that the military and the country was going through, frankly. But, you know, I became a Command Sergeant Major actually in 1990. I got promoted in 1992, I think. But, and so I spent most of my last 20 years in the Army as a Command Sergeant Major. And that's one of those positions, you know, you're the senior enlisted advisor for a commander, starting with a battalion commander, a lieutenant colonel. And in my case, all the way through a series of four-star commanders. So I had the good fortune to serve with and for a great many good leaders along the way. But Command Sergeant Major duties and responsibilities are pretty hard to nail down because they're not really written anywhere. Like other positions, key leaders, it depends on, you know, the latitude that your boss gives you, the direction, the purpose, and so forth. You know, the default is always the welfare of the troops and accomplishment of the mission. So, you know, sergeant majors, the ones that really get in and get after their business, go look at an organization from top to bottom, what's working, what's not working, what needs help, and, you know, figure out the best ways to resolve those things, and then go to the commander and tell the commander what they need to know, not what they want to hear.
So you are privy to a lot of inside and maybe even confidential information, and yet you are also kind of eyes and ears and have to speak truth to power. Sounds like it's a job that takes a lot of discretion.
It absolutely does. And, you know, if you build trust and confidence in yourself and your abilities along the way, then it goes pretty easy. You know, ones that are successful at it learn that early on and really capitalize on it, and you become a sounding board for other leaders, senior leaders, commanders, young soldiers, a venue to get issues to the commander that might not ordinarily find their way there in an unfiltered manner. So, you know, I had the unique ability to, not ability, but the opportunity, I guess, to kind of tap into all those organizations that I served as a Command Sergeant Major from top to bottom and anywhere laterally, and kind of inject yourself where needed to help resolve issues, problems, concerns, or to, you know, highlight things that are going well and need some attaboys too. So,
can you remember a time, without revealing names and specifics, of a time where you were able to go into a situation or a program and say, you know what, we got to do this, and you told the general and things changed for the better?
Yeah, but and it's not just the general. I mean, there's you know, the generals make lots of decisions and they have lots of things that they're thinking about. But there's a whole plethora of other senior leaders. You know, for example, a commanding general has a staff, as you know, as do battalion commanders. It's just at a more senior level, and each of them have got authorities to make things happen as well. So, you know, it's not always reporting out to the commander, if you will. You know, I learned how to exercise the staff officers and utilize them, you know, to accomplish things. The G4, the S4, the supply officers, the maintenance officers, the legal officers, to resolve problems that, you know, maybe didn't need to get to the commander's level for resolution. So really learning how to employ that entire organization's capabilities to make it more efficient and more productive. So,
is there one occasion that stands out in your mind?
Well, you know, in my duties as the command sergeant major for the coalition in Iraq, a lot of focus on how to get equipment that would save soldiers' lives, prevent injury, and so forth. And, I was able to take ideas that were bubbled up, if you will, from young soldiers out there trying to fix serious problems and get that to engineers, which resulted in new equipment being bought that in the end did those kinds of things. So, I don't want to take credit for something that all I did was help it on its way, but absolutely.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Mellinger. He is this year's Doughboy Award winner, one of three from the Infantry Division of the Army. And somewhere along the line, you must have learned about something to do with helicopters, because that's your post-Army career.
Well, actually, yes, I've spent a little bit of time getting in and out of helicopters and other military aircraft over my career, but really, my focus is when I was hired was to help with the things that are going to be put into the back end specifically for the passengers, the assaulters, the medics, the crew chiefs, and so forth to really lean on that, on the knowledge that I've gleaned over my career about what goes on in the back end of the aircraft. And that's kind of morphed to getting after the things that pilots and maintainers and sustainers want. So, in a former assignment, I was the command sergeant major for the Army Materiel Command, and they're charged with taking care of soldiers' equipping needs across the globe. So all of that career kind of synthesized, if you will, to help me focus on my duties now. And with the Future Vertical Lift program, the joint multi-role portion of it that we're working on right now, it was kind of a natural fit.
So Future Joint Vertical Lift, that's a new helicopter for the Army?
This is a program that the Army has initiated to seek out the joint multi-role. In other words, this aircraft's got to be able to meet the needs of more than one service and more than one capability. So we're looking at an aircraft that can meet these Army requirements of speed and range and lift to go into the future. So what we're working on now, the joint multi-role phase of that, will actually inform or help identify requirements for the future vertical lift program. And once the Army makes its decision on how it wants to proceed sometime in 2018, we'll have a better idea of what that looks like. But right now, we're in the process of building the aircraft and proving that we can do what we say we can do to meet and exceed the requirements placed on us by the Army in this competition. We are building this aircraft now in Amarillo. The fuselage is already there. We're now installing components, wiring, fuel lines. The engines have been tested. So we're building this thing, going to do the technological demonstrations in the fall of 2017. And all of this is based on listening to customer needs and really acting on their input to create solutions. And this aircraft we're building really is going to be revolutionary if you consider that this is third-generation tilt-rotor technology. Bell Helicopter's been involved with all of that since the beginning of tilt-rotor technology. This really is going to be an aircraft that's going to get troops to where they're needed faster, and that translates to accomplishing missions better, saving lives, and doing a better job of protecting the public out there. So I'm just thrilled to be a part of that program and be in this Bell Helicopter Company. What a fabulous organization.
And just getting back to the Doughboy Award, you received a silver helmet that looks like the World War I era Doughboys, the infantrymen training in Texas. How does the ceremony work? What's it like? What happened when you got that helmet?
Yeah, that's part of the awards that you get, and actually it's a tip of the hat, if you will, a tribute to the Doughboys of the expeditionary soldiers, the Army Expeditionary Force during World War I. They did a lot of their training down in Texas. They got covered with that white adobe dust, so they became known as adobes by the mounted troops. And over time, infantry soldiers became known as Doughboys. So part of that ceremony was, a bit of that history, and then short synopsis of the careers and contributions of the three recipients this year. I was there along with General Barry McCaffrey and Mr. Gary Sinise, and enormous contributions from both in the past and currently. So, again, I was really, really humbled and floored to be up there receiving that award alongside those two great Americans.